This is Random Variables, a DCU comic verse, Stargate Atlantis crossover fic, written by Sister Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Con-El, Ronan Dex. The two scientists, the loud, obnoxious one and the one with the heavy accent, had disappeared into one of the labs with Tim and Bart. More like they hadn't been able to keep Bart from following, leaving Con bored and at loose ends. He'd wandered around the city a little, but shiny surfaces and blinking lights were really only interesting for so long. Finally, he'd found a high balcony where he could hang out and look at the ocean, which was pretty, but eventually boring. Con stretched out on the sun-warmed metal of the balcony and dozed. A shadow over his face woke him. Con blinked, only seeing a large silhouette against the intense sunlight. "Hi," he mumbled, not quite awake yet.
"You're one of the new people."
As Con struggled up to a sitting position, the looming person crouched next to him in a way that, in Con's experience, only bats could pull off while looking that natural and comfortable. Long dreads, ragged sweater, and something about his eyes that reminded him of Deathstroke, the hunter's look. Big guy. Definitely bigger than Con, which was, Con was embarrassed to admit, kind of a serious turn-on for him.
We got caught in a reality rift or something, and ended up here.
Con shrugged. The science of it was a mystery to him. It was bizarre, being in a reality where there weren't any superheroes at all, except, apparently, in children's books. The obnoxious scientist, McCoy, had taken one look at Tim and started babbling about Batman and Robin and how they weren't really real, and he was obviously suffering from a stress-induced psychotic break. Then he'd started talking some gibberish about dimension traveling and quantum states, and looking either terrified or pre-orgasmic. Sometimes both at the same time. Freaky.
Huh.
The guy nodded, staring at him.
Damn, he was hot. Really intense eyes, muscular arms, smooth-looking skin.
Con shook himself mentally, and reminded himself that it was a bad idea to hit on random warrior dudes who might take offense and decide to ritually sacrifice him or something.
So, hi, I'm Con.
Con stuck out his hand to be shaken, but instead of shaking his hand, the big warrior dude grabbed Con's hand with both of his, brought it up to his face, and kind of breathed on it. Con shifted uncomfortably, wondering what the hell he was supposed to do now. Pulling his hand back would probably be rude. And while it was a little like being sniffed by a big dog, it was also kind of bizarrely erotic at the same time.
Nice to meet you?
With a last lingering sniff, the big warrior dude let go of Con's hand.
Ronan Dex, he said,
dipping his head and smiling up at Con in a way that would look coy if it weren't for the fact that he was easily 6'4" and wearing a huge fucking sword on his back.
Are you pledged to anyone?
Con blinked.
What, like a team? I mean, well, I'm with the Titans. No, I mean sexually.
Con gaped at him. Several thoughts occurred to him at roughly the same time.
Wow, I want him to say sex again, 'cause damn.
Dude, I think he's hitting on me! And how private is this balcony anyway? Being the clearest.
Jeez, I think my brain just shorted out.
Ronan tipped his head to the side. He looked both serious and a little amused at the same time.
Is that a no?
No, yes, I mean... Han took a deep breath.
I mean, yes, I'd like to. With you.
Good.
Ronan stood, walking to the doorway of the balcony without looking to see if Khan was following. Khan scrambled to his feet, trying to decide if this was a good idea. It was probably a very bad idea. But come on, what were the chances of going to a strange universe and getting propositioned by a big, hot, scary warrior dude with a very large... sword? Seize the day, and all that. So far, this was turning out to be the best alternate universe ever.
The end.